and voice artist Donna Burke might not be a well-known name among Australians, but in Japan, in the video game industry, this West Australian has managed to tap into a very niche market for well over a decade. 17 years ago, Donna was the voice for two songs in the popular action role-playing game Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles. That game has now been remastered and is due to be released tomorrow. And Donna has been busy voicing new parts for the release, and she joins us now. Donna, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Now, congratulations, of course, but what did you exactly have to do for this game?
I adapted some Japanese lyrics of the two songs that I sing, the opening theme and the ending theme, into English, and I sang those songs, and then I also narrated the game, so with a fake Irish accent, because as everyone can hear, I don't have an Irish accent.
How did your fake Irish accent go?
Oh, brilliant, because I spent my whole childhood imitating the nuns at Holy Rosary Primary School.
Oh, perfect. So, great. Who would have thought that would be so useful in the future? And this game is going to be on so many new platforms, including the PS4. What does it mean for your exposure?
It means a lot, actually, because for years I've been singing these two themed songs, the opening and closing, and people really didn't know them very well. And so even though they were part of the Final Fantasy universe, now it's going to be as if a whole new generation is hearing them for the first time, and I've re-recorded them, I've written some more lyrics, and it's huge. I have to say it's massive for me.
A lot of gaming fans in Asia are familiar with your songs. Do you feel like in some respects you lead a double life?
I do, but I do have quite a few fans in Brazil and Russia and Spain and Italy. So, I do live a double life because I'm a cat lady by day, and no one really recognises my face, but amongst a certain section of the population, and I think people don't realise that video games sell more than movies, books, TV shows. It's a whole, and people, I didn't even realise it. So it's huge.
I just love it. It's like, I'm hot in Brazil. That's what you're telling me. You're like, I'm hot in Brazil.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
I want you to go to Rio and get mobbed. Now, this game was supposed to come out earlier this year, but then came along the pandemic, which was, you know, we're all dealing with that, aren't we? How has COVID affected your work?
Well, quite a lot. I'm not doing any studio recording, so I have a home studio now, and I just insist if you don't want me to do a remote recording, then find somebody else, because there's a lot of, in Japanese culture, there's a lot of it's called ganbare, and we'll get through this. And I feel like I can use my platform and my financial security to make a point that we can do good recordings remotely and keep everyone safe. So that's my motto, is like the only safe recording is a remote recording. So, it's not fun to have to watch little squares on Zoom or video chat. It's way more fun to have real people in the studio giving you feedback immediately, rather than some pause and some bloke in North America's
that sounds like a good take, Donna, and it's just so sort of lame.
Yeah, it feels like that, but you're right when you frame it like you did so beautifully in terms of creating a sense of safety, which is what we're trying to do, it changes all of that. Now, you're originally from Western Australia, as we mentioned, and you're one of seven children, and you have a twin brother as well. How are you faring not being able to see them in this pandemic? I mean, you know, borders closed.
Yeah, and well, on the one hand, I look at West Australia and I'm so happy for, like, five of my siblings live there, and most of my nieces and nephews. I feel really happy and proud that they are, you know, going to football matches with 30,000 people. My mum, like, she no one could hug her, but now she's going out for coffee. She went to the shops the other day, and I'm really so happy for them. Like, And I'm happy for that they are seeing parts of Western Australia. They're travelling places. Normally they'd go to Bali or something because it's only 2.5 hours away. So I'm really happy for them on one level. And also with video chats, I'm talking to my mum a lot more. Mm. And the reality is I could go down there and sit in a hotel for 2 weeks. I could.
Yeah, and as an Australian citizen, you can. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So that's at least I have that.
You could always quarantine. At least you've got quarantine.
Exactly. Yes. And write that book that I've always wanted to write.
Just knock it off in 2 weeks. Now, I've been meaning to ask you this. Are you still the voice of the bullet train between Tokyo and Osaka?
I am. Oh. And I've also got a new gig that I found out about about 3 weeks ago. There was an earthquake. And I completely forgot, but I did a recording where I could say, earthquake, earthquake. So all these people texted me like, you just woke me up at 5:18, Donna.
That's so good.
I'm like, no, I didn't. So it used to be this lady in Japanese going, jishin desu, jish, because there's millions of tourists coming to Japan, although they used to be. And
back in the old days, they'd be woken up.
Yeah, back in the old days, love. Yeah, so now that's, but yeah, I'm definitely still on the Shinkansen. Not that many people hear it these days because it's like less than 10% capacity because people are still staying home.
I have actually been on that bullet train and I've realised that.
I never shut up, do I?
No, you're noisy, but it's such a good train. What a good train, honestly. Now I just
why
want to come
like
to Japan.
It?
I just like how fast things are and then how good is Osaka, and now I just want to go to Japan. And this is now very difficult for me, Donna, because I'm about to have a public meltdown about the fact that I can't leave the country. No, I'm fine.
Oh, we love a meltdown. We need a bit of drama in this call. I've just been too calm. I've been talking very quietly. Come on. Give us what we want.
Donna, it's all about you
go
tonight.
For it, love.
No, I'm good. Donna, thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
Donna Burke, an Australian singer based in Japan. I'm not going to have a meltdown, but I do want to go to Japan. How good is Japan? Have you been to Japan? If you've had the chance to go to Japan, it is a wonderful place full of amazing people and a rich culture.